Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget you can always stream us live if you're old school like me and go to the website www.guardiantalkradio.com, and there's like a little button that you click that says live stream. But if you're super 21st century and you have a device in your pocket, you can also download the app, which is TuneIn Radio. And then you can find us, find Guardian on that, and listen to us whenever you like. So tonight in the studio, I'm visited by a young Bahamian photographer who we had on the show a while ago because she was in a group show. But now we have a solo exhibition with Melissa Alcina, who's here in the studio, in the project space of the National Art Gallery. And I want to welcome Melissa back to the show. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good. So Melissa, you were in the show at the D'Aguila Art Foundation.
Yes.
And that was a group show with, I think, two or three other photographers?
Two? Yes, Sophia Whitehead and Alessandra Sarno.
Right, and how did that go?
I don't know, I wasn't here.
Oh, that's right, you weren't at the opening.
So, the hurricane situation,
yeah.
And I had made plans to travel prior, so I luckily escaped just in time, and then I wasn't there, which I was pretty bummed out about.
You know, and also, actually, I was away too, and I wanted to get home, and I couldn't get home, and I found, in fact, watching it from away was more stressful than being home.
Yeah, it definitely was. Yeah. I was worried about everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
You just see things in like category five, you're like, oh, yeah. No.
But anyhow, now, back to the artwork, you have a solo show in our project space. Mm-hmm. The project space is the little room on the ground floor. And it is really designed specifically to support, art practices that, you know, might not be able to have a huge solo show upstairs. And so we're really happy to have your work. It's a portrait show. And the title is Some Brackets Re, so Assembly Required. So Some Reassembly Required, mm-hmm. but the Re is in brackets. Tell me a little bit about what you're trying to do, because I know you're photographing men mostly.
Yes.
So why that title? What is it you're trying to do with that?
I kind of started to notice a pattern. I took the photos first and then noticed the pattern afterwards and then placed it all together.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much it was around the time that I started seeing a lot of young black men and older black men really in the States being killed and for just being profiled, and it was really frustrating me. So I started just noticing I was only taking photos of black men, and then I realized when I kind of came to through talking through friends and even Holly that I was just trying to put out a better image of people than the stereotype, I guess. These people were being profiled, and we don't have as much of an issue as they do in the States, but there's still problems. And I don't know, I just feel like when you're growing up, if you don't see yourself in other imagery, then you try to kind of build your own image up with little pieces of what other people have shown you and who you think you are. So I feel like black men have to kind of figure out who they are and then battle all the stereotypes and then kind of disassemble themselves and reassemble themselves on top of that. And then I feel like people are only viewing them as being in one of, you know, a small amount of categories based on media and what's portrayed of them. So they also kind of have to reassemble their mindsets and their opinions of what they think a black man is.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it is. Like, I just don't feel... I feel sad that even when you go to places like Asia, I've had friends who've traveled there, and they've told me, and they're black men and black women, that it's not that they're necessarily racist. It's just when they speak to people and they get to become friendly with them that they say, like, all we see on TV is the black guy being the bad guy. So then when we see you, we're uncomfortable because we don't know what you're going to do. Or all we see of, like, the black female is that she's a singer. So we just assume that you're gifted in that way.
Mm-hmm. And or hypersexualized.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a reaction to seeing that,
mm-hmm.
and just wanting to put out some more imagery.
Mm-hmm. So the lack of depth, really.
Yeah.
So how did that come about? How did you start? I mean, I remember on the other show you spoke a little bit of how you started photographing, but what brought you to that? Because you said, you know, you kind of saw it coming out in your work. So what was that journey of you know, picking up the camera and finding yourself doing that, as opposed to like consciously going out and doing that?
Well, it was when I came back home, actually. Mm-hmm. I was in Toronto before, and I was kind of seeking out towards my like end of being there, black people, and mm-hmm. I couldn't find the type of black person I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And
in Toronto, which is actually a very diverse city,
I only saw, you know, people pretending to be a certain kind of way, and I wouldn't want that. I wanted people in their authenticity, just being mm-hmm. themselves. And when I came home, I was like, oh, this is amazing.
But that's very interesting. You saw people, are you speaking to black people being a different way? Because you just
young
said
black
like they're categorized. Did you feel that they were fitting themselves into
they were
categories?
Putting themselves into that category, mm-hmm. and I noticed it. Mm-hmm. And I only saw those categories, and I was just like, well, where's the rest of them? Because
mm-hmm.
not every young black man or every black man at this age is just this.
Mm-hmm.
And being Bahamian and coming from a country where, you know, 90% of the people are black, I saw so many different mm-hmm. varieties mm-hmm. of black men.
But so was that only negative stereotypes or also positive stereotypes that you felt people were forcing themselves into? Because I think that's also something really complex with the kind of mm-hmm. identity that different races had. Like I remember thinking one time, like we were talking about punk music and there was some, you know, black punk bands. People were like, oh, you know, you can't be punk if you're black. And I'm like,
right.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You can't?
Yeah.
How so? Like, can you only listen to hip hop music? Is that like something that's written in the contract? Like, so it's really interesting how these stereotypes also kind of confine you, but then also sometimes you step outside the stereotype, you're somehow not being true to the spirit of
what you're interested in. For the most part, what I was exposed to mm-hmm. when I was there,
mm-hmm.
I think were still people trying to find themselves, and they were mm-hmm. fitting into a stereotype, and that was negative, because when I sat down and spoke with them, they had so much more going on than what they were portraying
mm-hmm.
with the way they presented themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird, because however you present yourself is how people will perceive you.
Mm-hmm.
But you also, you know, build upon your appearance and your likes and dislikes based on what you're exposed to also.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just felt like I was just seeing too much of one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when
it's a really interesting observation.
Yeah, I mean, as a photographer, you just mm-hmm. observe. Mm-hmm. It's harder for me to put it into words because my medium is, you know, imagery. That's mm-hmm. my preferred mm-hmm. medium. But I just looked and I saw and I just watched people, and I thought, wow, I've seen a lot more diverse black men in my country mm-hmm. than I see here
mm-hmm.
in terms of how they present their personalities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And doing so with even how they dress.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came home, I saw that, and I started just taking more pictures and more pictures. And I had, when I went back to Toronto just for a bit, I met up with one of my friends and started talking to her. And she's like, you need to put a body of work together. I'm like, honestly, I wouldn't know where to start. All I know is that I just see this trend where I'm just really drawn to photographing black men and a vast variety of them, because I just feel like people are only being exposed to just one or, you know,
two or three facets. Yeah,
and it's like, okay, that's fine. If you're interested in that and that's how you want to represent yourself, that's great. That's not a representation of everybody, and it's just frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
It's just frustrating when people make opinions, you know, on a person based on their complexion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's not people are way more complex as an individual, and it's a person of color, and you're only exposed to people of color that look a certain way. So I'm trying to create images that just
allow for a different sort of
viewpoint.
Models.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So, and would you like to show this body of work then in Canada as much as you'd like to show it? Do you feel like it's worthwhile showing it here? I mean, I do, because I feel like we even in a black majority country with the diversity you speak of,
mm-hmm.
I still feel like the stereotypical quote-unquote Bahamian,
mm-hmm.
like everyone has a kind of idea of that. One or right. again and again, one or two. It's either like this yeah. one or that one. But and if you're somehow outside of that, you're an outsider.
Yeah, it's
you're an outsider even in your own country. And you know, forget about even not being of African descent, because that's a whole other conversation. But
yeah,
you know.
I agree. I've felt that way. Mm-hmm. I've had young girls come up to me and say, "You look like, you know, one of those people that should be in another country." And I'm like, what does that mean? Is that a bad thing or a good thing? She said, no, it's just I've never seen someone dressed like you before. And it wouldn't be outrageous. I wouldn't mm-hmm. be doing anything outrageous. It's just that's what she's exposed to. Mm-hmm. Or you have a lot of young Bahamian men who are highly influenced by the United States and what they see.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and what the United States sometimes tends to portray, unfortunately, it's not a diverse set of imagery when it comes to, you know, young men of color.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of gets ingrained in those people's mindsets. And then immediately a guy with a cap on and some, you know, some kicks and a baggy pants all of a sudden is a threat to you.
Well,
he would probably
have to say is Trayvon Martin, right? It was like he got shot for wearing a hoodie, basically. So.
And it's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I just don't like that. It doesn't mean that those people are bad people. It just means that that's how they're expressing themselves, and I get it. But there's also all these other black people and other black men that dress this way and are interested in that thing, and look at them and acknowledge them and realize that it's more than one package.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's just an issue, and people, I don't know, it's people act like it isn't, and it's difficult for me to talk about it too, because color is always uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I come from a mixed race family, so mm-hmm. it's always been like, can I say this or is that appropriate or is it not? Like, I don't know what makes a person an authority on being black. Like, just being black doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean you can speak for a group of people. Mm-hmm. Right, it just means that that's your complexion. You may grow up solely around one group of people and not have any idea.
Well, and your experience might just in fact be very different.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just know that I've observed the treatment of people mm. based on how they present themselves. Mm. And I wonder, well, why is that?
Mm.
And then I think back to it and I go, well, that's probably because they only view them as a certain kind of way. And why do you think that is? And what are people doing to change that? Or what are people doing to facilitate that? And it's usually just imagery.
Mm-hmm.
It's what's ingrained.
Well,
you.
Sure, because it's role models, right? You think you look up, you almost follow the models you're given, and you select one. You don't have to follow one or the other, but you mm-hmm. select. And I think it's the case for many of us, but I think it's so much more complicated in the case you're speaking to, because again, you know, we have that being a woman, we have that being a woman of color, a white woman, whatever.
Every
you know, there's all these
person,
kind of you know, Disney princesses all being blonde. You know, I mean that mm-hmm. that was again something very real for me growing up with my like crazy red curly hair. And if you can't find a model that that adapts to you, and then you force yourself into a model that actually isn't you, what kind of damage does that do?
Yeah, and that's, you know, you say it way better than I can.
No, I don't think so. I'm just summarizing.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. Like, I didn't, it was kind of like a subconscious thing, and then I became aware.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's the first time that's happened to me, but I felt strongly about it, so I mm-hmm. knew I wasn't just, you know, lying to myself either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Well, listen, after the break, I'd love to talk to you a little bit about your process, like how you go about, you know, capturing those images. So I'm speaking with Melissa Alcina, who's a young Bahamian photographer who has a solo show at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas in the PS room. And we're really pleased to have it. It's a beautiful show, so I really encourage people to come out. And in fact, we're having an artist talk and open studio with her this Saturday on the 4th of November. I think, what time does that start?
From 5 o'clock.
5? I thought it was exactly 5 to 7. So please come out. That is free and open to the public, and you get to meet Melissa and have a chat with her and look at her practice. So we're going to go to a short break and we'll be right back. You'll be listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.